Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 12:49, time to get to Tom Fridays for Juicy Steaks, Meats, and More. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills, and The Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Donnie Football joining us on a Donnie Football Friday at the top of the hour. In the meantime, I happened to tune in this morning to NHL Network, and they have a documentary that's run many times over the years on the first outdoor game on American soil. And that, of course, was in Buffalo with the Penguins, with Sidney Crosby scoring the game-winning goal. We all remember that. It was a phenomenal event. They didn't even know it was going to sell out, and they filled a football stadium. And the weather was absolutely ideal for television anyway, which was snow falling like ticker tape. And there were all kinds of problems with the ice, and in the end, who cares? It was the rare occasion in sports where the first event was the greatest one and never to be matched. That was absolutely the greatest outdoor game. I can't really think of another one. I mean, I think of the one where Sid got hurt against the Capitals on a crappy, rainy night at the Artist, then known as Heinz Field, but they've had some cool venues, things like that. That was the greatest one, never to be matched. And the documentary is phenomenal. I happen to be in it. Did you know that, Sean? Don't call me Seth Meyers.
Wow. What's your role in that?
They interviewed me and a guy from Buffalo as the media guys. You know, every one of these documentaries has the athletes, the coaches. In this case, they had both Mike Lang and Doc Emrick, the announcers. And then, you know, the obligatory media guy, I think it was Mike Harrington from Buffalo and me. But what got me to thinking, or what I was thinking about, was the passage of time in sports and how a lot of us measure our lives. If we love sports, and if you're listening out there, I'm sure you do, most of you, how events in our lives are measured against sports. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, when I was, for people out here of a certain age, I was such and such years old when the Steelers finally won the Super Bowl in 74. Or Yeah, I was back in high school when Santonio Holmes made that catch. And that's the way our lives are measured along a timeline, is sporting events. And this one was up there, honestly. And the Penguins have done bigger things than that. They've won cups. They've had, you know, amazing milestones and memorable games. But this is one of them. This is one of them. And it's up there on the most memorable sporting events I've ever covered. 13-9 is one of them. The wild card game is one. Super Bowl against the Seahawks is one. AFC title. No, I wasn't at that AFC title game. That one I watched against the Ravens. I watched that one on TV. Couple as a fan growing up. But in terms of covering sporting events, the first Winter Classic was just seared onto my psyche forever. You had fans from both cities tailgating as you pulled up before the game as if it were a football game. And then just the scene of you know, both teams coming out in lines of lit torches. Remember that? And you had the little kids tapping their sticks. You had the uniforms were incredible. You had Therrien coaching the Penguins, Lindy Ruff the Sabres. And then it came down to Sidney Crosby. And what I was thinking about, too, watching that today, was how quickly everything passes. And I don't even mean that necessarily in a depressing way, although I suppose it is. The youth on that team. Sid looked like he was 10. Colby Armstrong, Ryan Malone, Brooks Orpik. Like just the early days, the rising of what would be a great, great hockey team. We wondered, you know, could they match the Oilers with all this young talent? Could they match the Edmonton Oilers? I don't know if they did that, but they wound up with three cups over a period of time. And when Sid scored that goal, just they were kids. Ryan Malone was a child at that point. The whooping and the hollering and the yelling from Sid after he beat Ryan Miller, it was just so memorable. And I guess as we see this era come to a close, there's room for critique and anger and everything else. But for me, there's also room for joy of what we got to see. What I got to cover too was amazing, truly amazing. And that was one of the landmark events. I don't know if there's people out there that went to that game. I'm sure there are tons of you that remember watching it. But that was a truly unique event in the history of the NHL.
I'm guessing that kind of set the stage for so many Winter Classics that followed, right? If that game had...
Too many Winter Classics,
yes,
that followed.
But I'm assuming if that game did not turn out well and it was kind of a dud and there was... I mean, you mentioned there were some issues, but
yeah,
kind of minor relative to the success of it.
Right. For a regular hockey game, it was a disaster. There's holes on the ice.
Did they have like a glare or something that also stopped
playing? I don't remember about that. I do remember Sid saying that it feels like when I'm carrying the puck, it's a 5-pound dumbbell. In overtime, they were lugging the puck, or in the shootout, they were lugging the puck through snow. So from a regular, if you're just judging it as some cynics did at the time, like, you know, is this a real hockey game? Who the hell cares? It's one of the most memorable sporting events of all time. It really was. And what was forgotten about it, and I had forgotten a lot, was Chris Letang, who also looked like he was 9 years old. He scored, the Sabres were up in the shootout 1-0. And Letang scored a ridiculous goal to set up Sidney Crosby. Ty Conklin was in goal. He then made a save. I forget on who. But if Letang doesn't score that goal, then Sid's goal at the most can tie it. And Letang, when nobody really could deke or do much through the snow, did this ridiculous backhanded deke on Ryan Miller, who was gracious enough to partake in the documentary.
I was going to say, usually something like that, you just come in and just take a wrist shot, right?
Yeah. Which a lot of them did. But he deked Miller through the snow. I think the puck disappeared for a second, literally, and was just so skilled. And what a great player. And what a privilege to see these guys for this long. And there's a time and place, and we've already talked about it many times, for should they blow it up, should they not? You know, should they ask some of these guys to move their no movement clauses, all of that? Should they fire Sullivan, all of that? And this was going way back to Therrien. But, man, they were just kids then. They were just kids, and it was so fun to watch that team. So fun to watch it grow together. Jordan Staal, all those guys. Anyway, it's the passage of time. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers. And it's happening all around us. My little daughter, she was once the size of a squirrel. Now she's 16 and driving a car. All of it. It happens. I'm putting up the Christmas tree today. I just put up the Christmas tree 10 minutes ago and took it down. The years, as you get older, flow by faster. Do you know what I mean?
I do, yeah. I mean, I'm to the point now where I'm older than just about any professional athlete, so that makes me feel old.
Yeah.
And then seeing guys, like you mentioned Crosby, but, you know, people, I see the start of their career, and now their career's already over because they retired, or they're known as, like, the old person, like a Crosby or a LeBron, who